If you would, open up your Bibles this morning to Psalms chapter 138. Psalms 138. As you're turning in your Bibles, I just want to say good morning to everybody. Just let you know that me and Kelly and the boys, we all doing good. And the Lord's blessed us. Amen this morning. And I trust and hope that He's blessed you and everything's still going good. Amen. I know we all got it better than we deserve. Amen. And just sinners saved by grace. And thank the Lord this morning that God has helped us and protected us over the last few weeks. And looking forward to what the Lord's going to do in the coming days. Amen. And so Psalms 138, and we'll go ahead and get right on into the message this morning that the Lord has laid on our hearts for us. Psalms 138, and we're just going to read the whole chapter this morning for the sake of the context here. It says, I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answeredest me, and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord. For great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly. But the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble. Notice that. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you this morning for everything that you've done. Thank you for allowing us to have the ability, dear Lord, this morning to preach and teach your word. For having us the ability this morning, dear Lord, to open your word together. For having the ability and the freedom to take and to put a message, dear Lord, on the internet. Dear Lord, in our country, dear Lord, a lot of places couldn't do that without fear of things coming back on them. But we thank you that we have the freedom still in our country to preach and teach your word, to share your gospel message, and dear Lord, to put it out even on the internet as we're doing this morning. And dear Lord, I thank you that even though we're not gathered together in body in this place this morning in your house, that dear Lord, we are gathered together in spirit, dear Lord, and in heart and in you. And dear Father, I pray today that you'd help us as we look into your word. I need your help today, dear Lord. This is, dear Lord, not an easy thing, dear Lord, to preach to a church with nobody here. But dear Lord, I know there is someone here with me that lives within me, and it's you. And I pray that you'd help me today, that you'd anoint me, fill me full of your Holy Spirit, and help me, dear Lord, and help each listener, dear Lord, where they are, in their house or in their car, dear Father, or wherever they may be, that you'd help your word to speak to their hearts, to speak to their lives, and your Holy Spirit would do what needs to be done in my heart and in each and every heart that's listening, I pray. Thank you for all that you've done. In Jesus' name, amen. In Psalms 138, you've got a lot of good things here this morning. There's a lot of important things that we could take and draw out and preach on and teach on and talk about from this book. There's a lot of great verses in this chapter, and a lot of them apply to where we're at today and to what we have taken place all around us. Amen. After all, you think about it, that really could be said about the whole Bible, because the whole Bible is where we're at today. Amen. And so if we take as preachers, you know, I've heard a lot of things about preaching relevant messages for where we are, and I believe that's important. And with the Lord's help, I try to preach what He lays on my heart. And if He lays it on your heart, it is relevant. Amen. And so anyway, but if you use the Word of God, it is always relevant. Amen. And I believe that if we preach and teach what's in God's Word, and we're preaching and teaching where He'd have us to, we'll preach what's relevant, and the Lord will do what needs to be done in a person's heart and life if they'll just follow Him. But the Bible is always relevant. Amen. Even in our day and time that we live in. Hebrews 4 and verse number 12 is a good verse of Scripture. It says, "For the Word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." I like that first phrase this morning to emphasize for a second, for the Word of God is quick. We've said many times that doesn't mean the Bible runs fast. That means that the Word of God is alive. Amen. That's what that word quick has the idea of, that it's alive, that it's living. Amen. This is not a dead book, if you will. God's book is a living book. That's why it's a relevant book. That's why it applies for where we're at today. If we'll just take and read it and study it and look at it, we can get what we need in our lives for where we're at today. Amen. Even in 2020. And the years beyond, if we'll just stay in God's Word. It is alive. It applies today. We see here in Psalms chapter 138, we see, I believe, what is the most important thing or the all-important thing in the world today. I believe we see it mentioned, and we believe we see it emphasized this morning. You say, what is the most or all-important thing in this world today? If you look back at verse number 2 of Psalms 138, it says, "I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness." I want to say this here. I thought this was interesting, and I'm not going to preach on this, but we can't all be gathered together in the house of God this morning because of the circumstances with the virus and all that. But I like verse 2. It says, "I will worship toward thy holy temple." And this morning, or whenever you listen to this message, whenever it may be, if it's just a few days after this is put on the website or a year or two later, whoever may listen to this at some point, we can't gather this morning in this temple. But may I say that I hope and trust that the Lord will turn our hearts and minds this morning toward Him and toward His house as we look into His Word. It said, "And praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth." Thank the Lord for His loving kindness and His truth. But notice the next phrase, "For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name." That's where we're going to be coming from this morning. The fact that God has magnified His word, the Bible says, above all thy name. This morning, simply going to talk for a few minutes about what is the most important, if you will, thing of all time, or book of all time, if you will. And I believe that God's Word is the most important thing. Amen. You can put a title on it, "The Most Important Book," this morning on this message. Or you could say simply, what I'm going to title it, His Word. Amen. His Word. In other words, simply, God's Word this morning, as we said a while ago, it's relevant. It applies today to where we at because it's alive. But God's Word this morning is the all-important thing. Amen. His Word is the most important thing. His Word, the Bible says this morning, is above everything. May I say today, simply, there's three simple points we're going to look at real quickly about His Word. The first thing in verse number 2, it said, "For thou hast magnified thy Word." Amen. Notice with me here, first off, that God's Word, His Word is magnified. Amen. His Word is magnified. Notice that's not that it could be, that it will be, that it might be, that if this happens, it will be. No, there's no conditions is what I'm trying to say. There's no ifs, ands, or buts in this verse. It's not a condition thing. It's simply that God, this says that His Word is magnified above His name. There's no doubt this morning that God's Word is magnified. Amen. Whether you want to take this morning and magnify it in your life or not, it does not matter. It does not change the fact that I'm talking about right now. Now, we ought to magnify God's Word. I'll get into that in a minute. But whether anybody on this earth a human being, a flesh person, ever takes man, woman, boy, or girl and magnifies the Word of God, guess what? Does that change the fact God's Word's magnified? No. God has magnified it, period. Amen? That's the end of the story. That's the end of it right there. Thou hast magnified thy word. Amen. God has magnified it, the psalmist said. And whether you and I do or not, it does not affect this fact. Amen. God has magnified His word this morning. The word, notice here, first off, under this thought that God's word is magnified this morning, is notice who is doing the magnifying, that God is. Amen. He's the one that's done the magnifying. And may I say today, God does all things perfect. Amen. God does all things according to His will. God does all things in His time. Amen. And guess what? God's word has been magnified by Him. Amen. He has magnified it. The word magnified, if you take and look it up, and you've heard this probably said before at some point, and you see the word and it automatically comes to my mind, I'm sure it does yours. The word magnified means to make great or enlarge. It also has this, the idea to increase value. Amen. And I'll get to that part in a second. But you think about the word magnified, immediately there's an example that comes to my mind of a magnifying glass. Amen. Maybe some of y'all have those at home. I've got one, I believe, somewhere at the house in a drawer somewhere. But you think about magnified. In other words, you take that magnifying glass, you put it down over some small writing or a small object, if you will, that you cannot hardly see. And you put that magnifying glass down, and what happens? It becomes larger. Amen. Sometimes when you get a little older, you need things a little larger for your eyeballs. Amen. And you think about, that's kind of what our glasses do in a simple term, if you will. They make things easier to see. And so we see here that magnified means to make great or enlarge, like a magnifying glass. In other words, God has made great, or He has enlarged His very word. That's a fact this morning, and praise the Lord for it. Amen. But the second part of this definition is interesting because it says increase value. Increase value. Amen. You think about today, there's many things that our country's trying to do right now to increase the value of the stock market, to increase the economy, if you will. But you know what? May I say that as much as can be done stimulus-wise to increase it, guess what? God has done something with His Word that has increased it. God has done something and is doing something with His Word that makes it larger. You say, what's that, Pastor? He has magnified it. Amen. God has magnified His Word. He has increased it. Amen. He has made it larger. Amen. He's increased the value of it, if you will. But when I looked up this word magnified, there was something that I learned. And it really spoke to my heart this morning. I encourage you to listen to this very carefully. God has magnified, it said, for thou hast magnified, thou referring to God, hast magnified thy word, God's word, not our word, God's word, thy word, above all thy name. In other words, simply this morning, the fact that God has done this. And He's done the magnifying. We talk about a magnifying glass to make larger or increase value, but it has this idea. You think about this morning, if I took, if you will, and I had a piece of string, let's say. I had a piece of string, or a thread, or a twine, whatever you want to say. I had a piece of string, and I have another piece of string laid out beside it, and another piece of string. Let's say I have three pieces of string laid out. Now, depending on, of course, the thickness, what type, all those things, we know that, let's say, though, that all three pieces of those string is pretty strong. They're pretty strong in and of themselves. But if you take the one string and with another string and you take and twist, if you will, twist them to where one wraps around the other, twine them, if you might would say, together to the point they stay together, would that piece of string or twine be stronger? Yes. Why? Because now there's two. But if you take that third piece of string, and you take all three of those pieces of string or twine, and you twine or twirl them together, tie them together, if you will, roll them together to where they make one string, or if you allow me to use this word, rope, if you will, then guess what? Is it going to be stronger than just the one? Yes. Why? Because all three are working together to increase the value. Because all three are working together, if you will, to make greater or to enlarge that one. Why do I say that this morning? Because when you look up this word magnified, that's what it has the idea of. I had never saw that before. But that's what it has the idea of, to make great or enlarge. Yes, the magnifying glass is good. Yes, that's accurate. Yes, that's what the word's saying. But it has the direct application, if you will, of talking about making a rope, of taking and twisting one piece with another piece with another piece, so that when you twine those together, it in turn makes one, amen, of the three parts, but yet it's only one, amen, that is stronger, if you will. That reminds me of a verse of Scripture in Ecclesiastes 4 and verse number 12. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 4, 12, "And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken." In other words, simply this morning, that God has magnified His Word. Amen. God has taken His Word, amen, and enlarged it. He's taken His Word and increased the value of it. God's taken His Word, and with the Holy Spirit of God, with the Lord Jesus Christ, and God the Father, the three in one, He has taken and magnified this holy, precious Word of His above even His own name this morning. He's taken and increased His Word this morning, increased the value, increased the strength, if you will. And I'm thankful this morning that God has magnified, if you will, His Word. Amen. His Word has been magnified above His name. Amen. You think about today, God's Word is so strong this morning. Amen. It's so big. It's so increased in value. It's so great. Why? Because God's done it. Amen. If I made much of the Word of God and I ought to, that's great. If you make much of the Word of God and you ought to, that's great. But if God makes much of His Word, then boy, that makes a whole world of a difference. Amen? And that's exactly what's happened in this Word. And that's why you and I ought to take and make great of God's Word, because He's made great of it. But there's so many today that are not making great of God's Word. Let's talk about for a second the lost person. Amen? Those, the world, if you will, as a whole today, does not make great of God's Word. Instead, the Word that God has made great, they try to tear it down. They try to decrease the value. They try to decrease it, if you will. They try to make the stock market crash on God's Word, if you allow me to put it that way. They try to take and bring it down. They try to tear it down. They try to burn it. They try to destroy it. They try to get rid of it. But may I say this morning that the threefold cord is not easily broken. May I say that God has magnified His Word. His Word will stand the test of time. Amen. Though the gates of hell try to come against it, guess what? God's Word will stand. Amen. I love that old song. I believe it's the Inspiration sang it. God's Word will stand. Amen. Against the raging tide, God's Word will stand. Amen. No matter what we may face, no matter what may happen tomorrow, God's Word will stand. Amen. No matter what the government or anybody else may say or do, God's Word stands undaunted. Amen. I like that old hymn. God's Word stands undaunted. Mid the rage, the Bible stands like a rock undaunted mid the raging storms of time. It's truth. They may try to take and refute it, but destroy it, they never can. Amen. The Bible stands, that old hymn says. The Bible stands. Amen. God's Word will stand. Amen. Thank the Lord this morning. He's magnified His Word. What the lost try to assault and to make little the Word of God, but and attack it. But may I say today, the saved do too. You say, what do you mean, Pastor? I got to be careful here. Don't nobody misunderstand me here now, folks. But the devil is trying to use even those that claim to name the name of Christ to bring down His Word. I'm not saying that the people that do what I'm getting ready to talk about in a second are lost. That's between them and the Lord. Only them and the Lord know. But the devil is trying everything, every way that he can possible to bring down the Word of God, whether it be through the outside the church house or inside the church house.